Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The fisherman who found Elian Gonzalez, Donato Dalrymple, is suing the government. He's suing the United States government, Janet Reno, the Assistant Attorney General, for $100 million, claiming that having a gun pointed at him the day that they took Elian Gonzalez in the raid. Remember when the INS agents went in there? You saw the picture on the front page of newspapers all over the country. The INS agent pointing the gun, not at, but away from Mr. Dalrymple and the child, Elian Gonzalez. He is claiming that the federal government endangered his life and violated his civil rights. He's suing for $100 million. I think I saw him on Larry King the other night, too. This is the man who was one of two, I believe, fishermen who found Elian Gonzalez there in the Atlantic Ocean on Thanksgiving Day, right? And now he is suing. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're going to bring on a legal analyst, Harvey Wireman, to tell us a little bit more about this lawsuit and to talk about what his opinion is and possible action plan. Harvey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Phil. First of all, I want to say that I don't know any more about this lawsuit than you do, that this Dalrymple guy is suing the United States government. But here's a Cuban man who's in the United States because the American people said, come on in. And now he is repaying the American people with a lawsuit because, because the INS was doing its job. And what we have mounted in response is our own lawsuit, which I plan on bringing here at the Law Resources Center.
And now, I read where you were planning a countersuit.
We're planning on suing Mr. Dalrymple for fishing this kid out of the water in the first place, because if he had not violated the law by bringing this kid into the United States territory and sticking this kid into the United States, we wouldn't have had to look at this kid every day for the last 3 months. And, you know, I'm not trying to be a smartass or anything, but you mentioned this Dalrymple guy was on Larry King.
Yes, he was.
I saw him, and I wouldn't have had to look at his face either, because this guy's got a face that looks like someone's rear end.
Well, we're not talking about a guy's looks, are we?
Well, what we're talking about is this: the press has frozen this guy out. The Cuban people here in the United States, the Cuban Americans, they now realize they were wrong for supporting this Elian Gonzalez punk in the first place.
And why do you care? He's a little boy, and characterizing him as a punk, because you may be angry at the adults involved.
Well, that's a fair assessment, but this kid was all over the news for days and days, and it was because this guy got a wild hair up his rear end and pulled a kid out of the water. Now, the Cuban-Americans realized that they were wrong about Elian Gonzalez.
Why do you say that?
Huh?
Why do you say Cuban-Americans realized they were wrong about Elian Gonzalez?
Well, because there's a few of the people that I've talked to, they saw this Dalrymple guy on Larry King. They're looking at him with his bad, bad 1975 haircut and the wide lapel suit, and with all of his John Lennon staying alive routine, this guy is no representative of anybody. And this is what the Cuban-American people have been left with. They've been left with this guy, this fisherman with a Don King haircut speaking on behalf of them, and I think they're embarrassed, Phil, and I think they're about ready to take action.
So a lawsuit.
We are going to. I would love to countersue this guy for $200 million for bringing this kid into the country in the first place and subjecting the rest of us to looking at this kid on TV morning, noon, and night, day in and day out for months.
What is the good news out of all of this, Harvey?
Well, the good news is the Cuban-American people will get this Gonzalez kid the hell out of their lives. I mean, I can tell you, knowing what we know now, Phil, about Elian Gonzalez, the best thing you could have done, and I'm sorry that I hesitate to say this, but the best thing that could have been done when that boy was found was to just put a cigarette out on that inner tube, let that thing sink quietly into the Atlantic Ocean.
And with the boy on it?
Yes, sir.
I mean, Harvey...
Look, before you start to get on the high horse about killing children...
Well, you know, look at, man. You've got a kid floating out in the ocean.
But the best thing that could have been done for the American people, given what we've been subjected to since this guy with the... since this butt face with the bad haircut fished the kid out of the water, is this ad nauseum. And then that broad crying and everything. That's what I'm talking about.
If you had been on that boat when you saw that little boy floating out there in the ocean, what, seriously, Harvey, what would you have done?
Phil, I am very serious. I would have picked up a boat oar and just a couple of swings, and the kid would be out of his misery. You throw him back.
Because you would have killed him.
I'm telling you, it's either that or you pull him out of the water like this, John Travolta did, and then you bring him here to the United States, and then we got this mess. And now we got this guy suing the government.
You know, it occurs to me that you must be engaging in some hyperbole, though, talking about sinking the kid's inner tube.
Well, if you think about it, it would have been the best thing.
But it occurs to me that the only damage that's been done by Elian Gonzalez being here in this country was, well, yes, there was an INS raid, but is a lawsuit and all the hurt feelings of a lot of people.
Well, we could have spared ourselves, Phil. Endless amounts of publicity, endless amounts of media showing the family and showing the protesters meaningless stuff that the American people didn't care. God, excuse my language, but they didn't care about. And that's why I'm saying now the guy is going to revisit it with a lawsuit.
So what is he suing for exactly? He's suing for his civil rights.
He's saying that his civil rights were violated by the Immigration and Naturalization Service. He's saying that he underwent emotional stress. It's a lawsuit against the government.
And your lawsuit is what?
If we choose to mount it, our lawsuit would be to sue Mr. Dalrymple. And that's a hell of a name, isn't it? I can't pronounce this guy's Dalrymple or Ass Dimple is what they ought to call this guy.
Okay, what is your lawsuit about?
The lawsuit is suing him for pulling the kid out of the water.
And you think that that's actionable?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because it was an illegal act violating the borders of the United States of America and the immigration and naturalization laws of this country. And not only that, it did damage to our nation. It did damage to the country.
In terms of our having to use police force?
In terms of the whole... having to look at that guy's ass face on TV, it damaged us.
Damaged us. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Harvey Weierman is with us.
I know you think that I engage in what you call hyperbole, Phil, but there are terrible, terrible consequences to a lot of these actions. When you're pulling Cubans out of the water, you're getting in free. You're getting in over your head.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We talked to Harvey Weierman, attorney at law, who is discussing the $100 million lawsuit that has been filed by Donato Dalrymple. He was the fisherman who found Elian Gonzalez. He is now suing the INS and saying that they pointed a gun at him, that they violated his civil rights, that they busted into a house that he was staying in, etc. Mr. Weierman is considering a countersuit, suing Dalrymple for pulling the kid out of the water in the first place. And has also said that if the best thing that would have happened would be to pop the inner tube, which I find...
Look, Phil, I raised a daughter, okay? I know what I'm talking about.
But to say seriously the best thing that could have happened is to put your cigarette out on the inner tube and let the kid sink? Is to kill the kid?
If you look at what's happened in this country ever since that kid came into the country...
Do you really believe the Cuban-American people now realize that they were mistaken?
Yes, I do.
Why?
How could you not be embarrassed looking at that Dalrymple ass on TV? You're Cuban, and you got that guy speaking for you with his wide lapel suits, his purple jacket, and his John Travolta haircut. You're Cuban-American. You look at that, and you want to bury your head under a pillow and go back to sleep. That's that you come up from the hangover that was Elian Gonzalez, only to stare at Buttface on TV.
Why do you keep calling him Buttface? You're giving him all of these names. Stick to the point.
The point is that guy's on TV with the wide lapel, driving everybody nuts. Yeah, the Cuban-American people are regretful of it.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Harvey Wireman with us as we discuss the lawsuit filed by Mr. Dalrymple and the countersuit considered by Mr. Wireman. Mr. Dalrymple suing the INS for endangering his constitutional rights, and Mr. Wireman considering suing Mr. Dalrymple for bringing the kid to the country, for actually getting the kid out of the water. He wants to sue him for fishing the kid out of the water in the first place. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. But you lost your son, too. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Didn't you? You lost your son.
You know very well that I lost my son.
So how could you say that you'd hit this kid with a boat oar and let him sink to the bottom of the Atlantic?
Because it's not the same thing. My boy, Alan, was working on behalf of the people of the state of Indiana. He wasn't floating around in an inner tube. And yes, I understand that he's a little boy and all of that baloney. I'm talking about what the damage is to the country at large when you got this Dalrymple guy who's got the face of someone's rear. You don't seem to understand, Phil.
Why are you getting so emotional, man? I'm asking you questions. Yeah, all right. Donato Dalrymple has the face of someone's rear end, like you've said so many times.
Yeah, and I got to see him on TV. I'll sue him for that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Allentown on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
how
sir.
Are you?
Yes, sir.
Listen, this is still America, and this gentleman's entitled to say his mind, but that child, under no reason of his own, was in a very difficult circumstance himself.
And this guy's got to sue now because we try to enforce the immigration and naturalization laws?
Listen, your lawyers make a lot of money suing for every reason under the law.
Hey, I'm not suing. This guy's suing. He wants to sue. I'll sue him. I'll sue him for pulling that kid into the country in the first place and making a general nuisance of himself.
We couldn't put a president away that deserved to be in jail.
Whatever. I'm not interested in your politics. I'm talking about this kid that this Dalrymple guy pulled out of the water. I can sue him for that. He violated the law.
Well, all right, sir. That it?
Now, really, I mean, this man has no civility that you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
You really have no civility, sir.
Meaning what?
Meaning that...
Speak English.
To consider hitting a young child for no reason other than...
No reason. The kids... They brought this kid into the country. It's been nothing but TV camera after TV. It would have been better to let the kids...
Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that?
This
not his.
Ass face. That's his fault.
How about all the guys in the media business making big money
good
on
point.
This deal?
Good point. What about all the cameras?
I say that, you look at those media guys, with all due respect to you, Phil, they're whores. They'll go any place you wave a $50 bill. They're there with a camera, okay? What are you going to expect from them? I'm talking about this fisherman. Hey, let me ask you guys a question. Since when did this guy stop being a fisherman and suddenly has got the hairdo?
Hey,
when did the hairdo happen?
Would you like someone throwing a gun, an MP5, in your face?
If I'm breaking
the
law,
but
if I'm breaking the law, I better expect it.
If you're
I'm
breaking
asking
the law.
Question. I'm asking the question again. Yeah. Where did this guy stop being a fisherman and come on with that pompadour?
Why didn't they wait till the appellate court really ruled on it rather than going to some
Acrobat's
magistrate?
Did you hear my question?
No.
When did this guy stop being a fisherman and start coming on like Fabian?
That's an irrational thought.
No, it's not. I mean, the guy's a fisherman one day. The next day, he's got on a purple suit. Come on.
Point being what?
This guy wants to get on Larry King, or he wants to get on TV. He wants to be on Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire, whatever the hell that thing. What's the name of that show?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah. That's what he wants.
Why should this kid suffer?
The kid suffers because a guy in a bad haircut and a purple jacket pulled him out of the ocean, and this guy wants to go on Regis and Kathy Lee. That's why.
All right.
So your objection is just with this particular guy.
This guy is suing the government for $100 million, my man. We can't let it happen. Join me in my class action lawsuit. Join me.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, don't be a pussy. Join me. What, are you going to be there with all the rest of these whatever you want to call them?
What?
You know.
All right. Anyway, sir, thank you for your call.
Sure.
1-800-449-8686, Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes. I'm just appalled by this man. I think he's disgusting. He seems to have such a problem with having people from other countries come into our country, when I would much rather have an innocent little foreign boy be a member of our country than someone. I'm ashamed to have an American
that's
part of this country.
Are you Cuban?
Pardon me?
Are you Cuban?
No, I'm not. I'm white.
Well, how'd you ever get an opinion like that, being white?
Because I'm a human being.
There's not a white man or woman I know who's in favor of immigration. How'd this happen with
you? I'm not saying I favor immigration. I'm saying that this innocent little boy, how has he hurt you so bad? What kind of strain has he put on you that you are so upset about this?
He hasn't hurt me, but in war, many innocents lose their lives.
And who are you suing on behalf of?
On behalf of the American people, that if they could take... In fact, what I'm basically asking is this. Take the kid back out into the Atlantic on an inner tube.
That's disgusting. You should be sued for terrorist threats to this child.
You want
to
do what?
What I'm saying is I want to take the kid back out into the Atlantic on an inner tube and sink it. Leave him where we found him.
Say you have children?
I have a son who passed away, and I have a daughter.
And how would you feel if somebody was saying this about them? He can't help whose family he was born in. He's an innocent child. He can't help that he was put in that situation.
If my son was
saying he should be killed because of it?
If my son was trying to sneak into this country on an inner tube,
you're saying that this little, how old is he, 5 or 6
years of age.
So you're saying that he masterminded this all himself, and he was coming over here by himself, so he should be killed for it?
Let me ask you a question. Why was there no sunburn? Why was there no sunburn or dehydration?
That's totally irrelevant.
Oh, no, it's not irrelevant.
Why
because
is it
I think
irrelevant?
The kid was I think the kid
You're
had himself
You're talking about taking a
I
human life
the kid
away.
Had himself planted there.
You're talking about taking
by,
a human
whoa, whoa, whoa,
life
wait,
away.
Wait a second. You think the kid had himself planted there?
Yes, by Confederates.
That's
by people
ridiculous.
Who are working with, then why didn't he have dehydration or sunburn?
Why is it bothering you that the
you
media
can't answer that, huh?
Excuse me, can I ask you my question?
But you haven't answered my question.
I told you it's irrelevant.
No, it's not irrelevant.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know why
Henry?
He didn't have sunburn.
I don't know why he didn't have sunburn or
but
dehydration.
But to ask you a question,
he had himself
why?
Planted there by a helicopter.
Excuse me.
Yes,
why
ma'am?
Is this media attention and everything that he's gotten all this attention, why is that bothering you so much, and why is that so relevant? That's what
doesn't
America
bother
is
me,
all
man.
About.
But
if it
hairdo,
wasn't him, it would be some other
it doesn't
story
but
that everybody
hairdo,
would be talking about.
When hairdo signed the government,
and you
sued
seem
the government,
to have no other point about this man than his bad hairdo and his purple shirt or whatever.
He was wearing
you need
a
to
purple
find,
suit.
As a lawyer, you need to find something a little more relevant.
Ma'am, I happen to know the law, okay, but I'm saying it is disturbing to me as an American and a veteran that a guy with the processed pompadour and purple jacket sues my government for $1 million after plucking this rug rat off of an inner tube.
Well, it's
it doesn't piss you
to
off?
Me that as an American citizen, you represent our country in this way.
Wait a minute. It doesn't anger you that some guy who'd probably like to get into your pants is look at you with his wavy hair and his purple jacket.
You should know
wait a
more
second.
Than-
Well, hold on. What are you talking about?
As a
get
lawyer,
into this.
You should know better than anyone that you should be talking about relevance.
You use the facts.
You shouldn't be looking
at... I am
at,
using the facts.
You shouldn't be looking at...
Ma'am, I will tell you this much. I want you to know this. I have 3 television sets that I shot with a Ruger 9mm. Every time I saw that ass wrinkle on TV, I blew out the picture.
Well, then you have a serious problem.
I may have an anger problem. But
you did
have
what?
More
you
problems than that.
You shot out 3 television screens.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
I did.
And I'm not proud of it. But when I saw Mr. Donato Donut Ass Wimple on TV, I blew the screen right
okay,
out of the TV.
Okay, but you agree with everything our country goes
I
to
I love
war.
Our country,
listen
ma'am, and
me,
I'm a veteran.
Hold on. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. This is Phil Hendry. It's Phil Hendry Show. Harvey Wireman is with us from San Marino this evening. We're talking to him about this Donato Dalrymple, the fisherman who found Alien Gonzalez, has filed a $100 million lawsuit against the United States government, against the INS, against Janet Reno, against the Assistant Attorney General. Wireman is threatening a countersuit. You want to sue Mr. Dalrymple for pulling the kid out of the water in the first place. Okay, is you there, Harvey?
Yeah, I'm right here. And yes, I do. And I also would like people to realize, I'm not including in the lawsuit, obviously, the price of the television sets.
And now, you say you shot out the screens of three TV sets every time you saw Mr. Donato Dalrymple on TV.
Yes.
Do you have homicidal feelings toward him?
No, of course I do not. But I don't want to look at some guy who one minute is fishing for striped bass and the next minute is standing in front of a mirror with the waterfall effect processed pompadour. It doesn't add up. It doesn't.
Why can't a fisherman have a pompadour haircut?
Bull crap. And that purple jacket that he wore on Larry King. Oh, Christ, they'd like to set me free. So I am saying to right-thinking Americans, yes, it's a sad thing, but it would have been better for Alien Gonzalez had we treated him the way those Canadians had treated baby seals years ago.
And oh, man.
Now, hear me out, Phil.
Come on. Talking about cold-blooded murder of a little boy?
A little boy who wasn't dehydrated, a little boy who wasn't sunburned, a little boy who contracted with a helicopter company to plant him on that inner tube so he'd look like the sorry little ass that he looked like. That kid had just had a full breakfast and a bottle of Evian before they pulled him out.
And I think you're crazy.
Well, I may be crazy, but that's my job.
I think you're nuts. Here is Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hi, I'm Carrie Medina, and I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm calling just to let Mr. Wireman.
My name is Harvey Wireman, dear, yes.
Harvey Wireman. I'm calling just to let you know that I'm a white American. I'm not Cuban in any way, shape, or form.
Are you
I'm
Latin
married to
American?
A Cuban American?
Are you Latin American, dear?
No, I am not. No, sir. I grew up in Tacoma, Washington. I'm as American as apple pie.
Well, you've got a little bit of that Mexican accent going, so
probably what's because I've lived here for a while.
Because I hear the American as apple pie.
Probably probably because I speak Spanish fluently.
Oh, all right. Well, very good.
You're yeah, very, it is. It's very good.
It comes in handy down there.
It comes in handy in a lot of places.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, but that's really beside
I couldn't find my way out of that airport one night.
It's too bad
what
you
airport?
Didn't get lost there.
The Miami International. I beg your pardon?
I'm not, nothing. Never mind. I just wanted to let you know, sir, that the Cuban-American community is in strong support of Donato Dalrymple. They're not ashamed of him in any way, shape, or form. In fact, this evening...
You're putting me on.
No, I'm not. No, sir, I'm not. This evening, he's to receive a very prestigious award from the Junta Patriótica Cubana, which is a patriotic organization, Cuban-American organization, of which my husband is a member. My husband himself went to pick up the award this afternoon.
Did you see this guy? Did you see this Dalrymple guy on Larry King?
No,
with
sir,
with
I didn't, but you know what?
Dear, you got to hear me. You guys are wrapping your arms around someone who's got a funky-looking haircut.
So what?
Oh, come on, lady. You need somebody who's going to represent your cause who can walk into a hotel or into a restaurant, shake hands with people, sit down, and not have somebody snickering behind his back and saying,
you know
the gay bar is down the street. This guy had a purple jacket.
No. It doesn't matter what he looks like.
He had a purple jacket with a wide lapels.
What difference does it make what he looks like?
That's an asinine point.
No, you are being conned. You're being conned by this fag.
No, who's because, being conned
whoa,
by
whoa, 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 whoa.
You're being conned by the United States government, sir.
I'm being conned by the United States government? Just because they got this kid out of here.
Have you heard of a corporation called Archer's Daniel Midway?
Yes, I buy everything from them. I think they're wonderful.
You know what?
I purchase all their products.
That company has a vested interest in the return of Elian Gonzalez to Cuba. Did you know that, sir?
Well, because we're trying to get some resort.
Yeah,
we're trying to get some resort hotels built in Cuba. And the sooner that, you know, we've got a great deal that we're going to put up a couple of resort hotels and casinos in Havana.
Oh,
who
well, you
is?
Know what? Good for you. Good for you. Put some more money in Fidel's fund.
Yeah, in other words, you don't like to have fun.
No, sir. That's not true. I do like to have
fun.
I don't
do you like swimming pools?
At the expense of people who have no voice.
Ma'am, no voice. I'm going to tell you something. We put a casino and swimming pool in Havana. You're going to be hearing people screaming for months.
Have you been to Cuba? And like,
have I been to Cuba? Dear, I was in Cuba. I was in Cuba. I was in Cuba in 1956. We stayed at a gorgeous hotel.
We stayed at a gorgeous hotel down there.
They had the dancers.
But you can't compare then to now, sir.
Kick your teeth out. So
yeah, I'm sure. You know what my in-laws tell me all the time of the beauty of Cuba.
You're a very sweet girl. They've got gorgeous women, and I'm sure that you're a beautiful young girl. The Cuban women are something else. They've got a nice, what's Spanish for nalga? Is that it? Butt?
Will you come on? Really,
it's beside the point, okay?
I'm sorry, sir, but if you're I'm a mother of a 10-month-old baby.
Is that right? No way, sir.
Don't put that kid out in the Atlantic. I would never agree with killing any child.
Of course not.
Where they come from.
What if you see him, if he's had himself planted there,
but
you may think
he wasn't planted there, sir.
He wasn't. What is the whole thing about this dehydration kit?
Why wasn't he dehydrated?
He was dehydrated. What are you talking about?
They told me he wasn't.
Who told you that?
Archer Midway Daniels did.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sure they did. I mean, I'm sure they didn't have a lot going for you.
Just consider that hairdo, though.
Interestingly enough, Greg Craig represents Archer Daniels Midway. Don't you find that interesting?
Darling, before you form any hard and fast opinions, take another look at that dull ripples hairdo.
The board member of Archer Daniels Midway.
Take another look at the band's hairdo. You'll change your mind.
All right. We've got
to
take another call. Thank you very much. You're on the hairdo kick, man. You're on this.
Yeah, I'm on the hairdo kick, and I'm not getting off of it. Any guy with a processed pompadour like that, and Larry King, what a schmuck. That guy will put anybody on TV. I mean, you know, next thing you know, he'll probably be sticking your ass on there, Phil, because you got some talk show. You don't put a guy on with purple lapels to talk about some political issue. You don't do it.
You're nuts blowing out those TVs.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry. What's the matter, man? Now you can't watch Who Wants to Be an Asshole or whatever that show is?
All right. Here is West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. Yes.
Hi. I'd just like to say that I do agree about the Dalrymple guy. He is a jerk.
Oh, have you seen this guy's kisser?
About that little boy, to let him drown in the Atlantic is disgusting.
Oh, come on.
It's not his fault. And I agree with you, everything about Dalrymple.
What do you mean it's not his fault? What do you mean it's not his fault? Are you telling me that the best thing would have been to just go ahead and pop that inner tube? You're saying that's not the case?
That is horrible.
Why?
What you're saying. He's a little boy.
It would have been another kid there. Oh, it's just one more kid. Just one more kid drowned on her way up from Cuba. How many of them have died over the years? I guess I'm an attorney.
You're doing it on purpose.
No, I'm not doing anything. What I'm saying is this. This guy sues the United States government for $100 million. I've got 3 television sets that I put out of commission because I got ass face right there on the Larry King show. Oh, boy, I had a fine king. Hello? She hung up, yeah.
Well, you're going to sue Larry King, too.
For putting that guy with a butt for a face on? You better...
Would you knock it off with that already? The butt for a face. La Jolla on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay, I just think that this guy...
She called it from Mexico? Listen to that. Sounds like you're on shortwave, dear.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, speak up. Speak up, please.
Okay, I think you are crazy. And you know what? I would wait here 3 hours if I had to wait just to talk to you.
What?
I would wait just to talk to you, just to tell you.
Thank you.
Are you a god? Do you think you're god?
No, let me tell you this. I fought for this country in the United States Marine Corps at Saipan in the North Pacific. Okay, so I don't need some guy with an ass for a face and a bad-looking haircut telling me how it's going to be.
I am a girl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I am a girl, 22 years old, girl from Colombia.
I thought you were a guy with a bad haircut.
No, he's talking about that Dalrymple guy.
You know what? Do you have kids?
Do I have what?
Kids.
Kids?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Do you have kids?
I have
a...
Am I the cutest boy?
No, you wanted to kill this boy because you
I didn't say kill him. I said it would have been about swinging a boat oar twice. Once to knock him off, the other to just...
Oh, boy, man.
How about if you were this little boy?
What?
If you were this little boy,
I was the little boy?
Yeah. Would you be happy to get
killed? Ma'am, if I was that little boy, I wouldn't have been floating around out in an inner tube someplace, okay? I would have told my mother, you get my ass back to Cuba where it belongs.
I just can't believe you. You must be pretty angry at about your wife.
My wife?
No, your life, asshole.
My life, asshole.
Yes. You are in a beautiful show talking about crap.
Why don't you go swimming?
No. This is a nice show. Phil Hendrick. Everybody likes his show.
Phil Hendrick, yeah.
And you should never receive a guest like you, because you know what?
Where are you from, anyway?
I am from Colombia.
Colombia? Is that where they snort all the cocaine and then go to school?
Oh, no, you know what? If you were in Colombia, honey, you know what would happen to you?
You'd probably shoot me just like they shot the goalie for that soccer team, right?
Yeah.
That's one way of making sure you win the World Cup.
I left Colombia.
Only problem is you still haven't won the World Cup.
All right.
I left Colombia because of guys like you.
You left Colombia because of guys like me?
Yeah.
Well, good. Then you'll leave America because of guys like me. Go back to Colombia.
Oh, look, and will you grow up?
I'm grown up. Hey, look, you want to sleep with Dalrymple, that's your business, okay?
I'd bring a
whisk broom.
All right.
You must hate everybody, huh?
I love you.
You must hate it. I don't think you're wrong.
I am totally into you. I'm into you.
Oh,
in a big way.
Thank you. I don't need to know the man like you.
You don't need to know me. What you know?
She dropped the S-bomb.
Well, that got me hot. Well,
okay, that's fine, Harvey. Congratulations. File your lawsuit, okay?
You imagine having that little Chiquita laying by your swimming pool?
Okay, file your lawsuit, and good luck. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I just heard from my wife, who indeed, I thought, and we were checked into a flea bag, so she's moving us out of there and hopefully into something more sumptuous. I don't know what it was, but we're going to be in San Jose this weekend for the graduation of one of the nephews, and apparently the hotel is a toilet, and she got us out because I just heard from her. She just called. Thank God. She's just checked in. She said she didn't even want to put her head down on the pillow. I said, I know that the kids have got head lice, but this is ridiculous. Can we just something, anything? How about a brand name like Radisson, Marriott, Sheraton, something? Ramada. Not Saul's Pit. I don't know. Saul's Bed Pit. Saul's Pick-a-Bed. Just somewhere where I can be assured of a little continental breakfast. Nothing fancy. Stroll down to the lobby for the paper in the morning. Kind of cool. Kind of you. Kind of now. Kind of Charlie. That kind of thing. I don't want to be laying down and wondering, what is that moving in the room? There's something in the room. Anyway, so she said she checked out, and cool, beautiful. Now, I don't know what she checked this into. I got the phone number here. You want me to give it out on the air so you can call and talk to my wife? If I gave this number out onto the air, and I asked you not to call it, would you respect my wishes as my listeners? If I gave you the number of the hotel that I'm going to be staying at this weekend and the room number, and if I announced that out over the air, just so you could have it, and I asked you not to call it, would you respect my wishes? Could I take you seriously? Would you be the respectful people that you claim to be? The decent Americans that you claim to be? Would you respect my privacy if I gave my phone number out and my room number right now on the air and I said, please don't call. I'm giving this to you just as a memento of our love and our affection for each other. Please don't call. Would you not call? Of course you would. Within a half a second, you'd be violating my privacy, wouldn't you? Oh, I know, it'd just be one or two. That's all it takes. Well, I'm going to give the number anyway. Here it is. You ready? Area code 213-251-3189. That is a direct dial to the room that I'm staying at this weekend in San Jose, California. 213-251-3189. When I get off the air tonight, and I finally make it up there, I fully expect to hear my wife say, when I ask her, did anybody call? No, not really. Were you expecting a call? That's what I expected to say. Nobody bothered her. Anyway, we're out of the flea bag, so that's a beautiful thing. Thank God for that. And what other news? Oh, yeah, well, she called with a number. I got Terry's number. So everything's going to be good. I'm waiting for Big Nick to show up, so we'll pop on a big plane. We'll be out of here for the weekend. A beautiful, sumptuous weekend in San Jose. Mike, you ever done any time? I mean, have you ever hung out in San Jose? What the hell is up there other than Silicon Valley and the Sharks, that hockey team? Well, here's the word that I got. I want to fly up there. I was going to rent a car. Maria tells me that San Jose, 3 hours backed up. The town is backed up like you wouldn't believe. It's backed up, man, like the Pope. Apparently, you can't get a rental car in under 3 hours. You can't get anything done at the airport in under 3 hours. Everybody's flying to San Jose. The reason is it's Memorial Weekend. It's backed up like those extinct T-Rexes with their little short arms. What's that about? Alan Viola, big Alan Viola, they flew up there. They tried to get a rental car. They said it was 3 hours trying to get out of the airport. Where are people going? What are people doing? Whither goest thou in the American Nights? Memorial Weekend. Stay home. Fly a flag. Watch a ball game. Eat a burger. Don't go anywhere. I'm the guy that gets to travel. Barbecue a hot dog. Barbecue a friend. But don't go anyplace because now I can't get a rental car. Screw it. I'm taking a cab. I don't care. But stay off the damn roads, okay? It makes guys like me, who wants to waste all of his gasoline, makes it tougher for us. By the way, Maria drove up to San Jose. On the 101, it took her 5 hours. She must have been breaking land speed records. You don't go from L.A. to San Jose on the 101, which has stoplights on it, in 5 hours. It doesn't happen. She did it. That's my wife. 5 hours driving with one hand and an Arby's in the other or a veggie burger in the other, singing campfire songs with the kids. Getting air, blue armband on the left arm, getting air under the wheels with a veggie burger, and she's flying up there, man. She called me from Salinas at like 11 o'clock or something. Stopped at a Wendy's in Salinas. She stopped off to milk a cow. And she's on her way back up to, the old hometown, so she made it up there. God, my neck is killing me, man. I went to the chiropractor today. The guy said, well, you got, with that kind of neck that you got, give it up. I said, what does that mean? He said, I don't know. No, he said, with the thing that's going on with your head, you should have migraine headaches. I said, well, I got headaches. He says, but you got migraines? I said, no, well, it ain't as bad with that pencil neck of yours. So he did some adjustments. I said, how do you feel? I said, I feel great. He says, any pain? I said, absolutely none. He said, make an appointment for Tuesday. I said, great, I'll come back on Tuesday. I got about 5 feet outside of his door, and it all came rushing back, the pain. And I walked back in there. I said, hey, can you help me? He says, well, I got another patient. Get in line. Take a number. We'll see you Tuesday. So thanks so much, Phil. Love your show. I can feel it. It's like on the left side of my bloody neck. You know what happens? You're dead right, Mike. As soon as I start thinking about work, if I get up and start walking around, I start thinking about taking a vacation, drinking a big Bombay Sapphire and gin double or something like that, anything, I feel fantastic. But the minute I start thinking about work, I want to go out and take a boat over to Elian Gonzalez. Anyway, our number 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. People ask, how do you spell that? I said, I don't know. I think it's P-H-I-L-H-E-N-D-R-I-E-S-H-O-W. That's the part I have trouble with.